You're listening to WMFO in Medford. My name is Nate. The name of the show is Fast and Loose. Heard here every Thursday from 3 to 4. It's just me for now, but I think I got Luke coming in. So here, last week was just absolutely so much fun. I have just been reflecting on how fun it is to have a bunch of people in the studio. It's one of those things, you get off on those tangents, it's really funny, it maybe is not the greatest radio of all time, but honestly, it's just a ton of fun, and if you ever want to be on the show, you know what to do. Call in, 855-915-WMFO. This is the Thanksgiving special right here. The name of this playlist, and this is heavily borrowed from another playlist that we made earlier. By we, I mean Molly and I. The name of this playlist, You Either Eat or You Get Eaten. From the famous singer / personality Big Body Bess from the Action Bronson crew. He's got a great show on Munchies. Action Bronson does. Big Body Bess is a side character at best. But yeah, at least two or three times an episode, he is holding a fork on the side of the road, going, "We out here. You either eat or you get eaten." So anyway, that's the deal. Thanksgiving's coming up. Good thing to remember and think about. We got some good music. We're going to start out here. Local band, Know the Bass Player. This is Funeral Advantage.
Strike back to before we even knew. is a song for no one.
Okay, yeah, here, we're back. That's what we're doing right now. We're back. We're going to talk for a second. We are going to talk about what we just played. Yeah, so Funeral Advantage, Songs with Sisters, Body is Dead. It's is the name of the disc there. I don't really know when that's coming out. A friend of the show, Patrick, plays bass in that band. Came over for dinner on Sunday night. Solid time. Solid time to be around. The old Ball Square, which is where I live. Don't tell anybody. Dan Kroll from Nowhere is the name of that song. It's a bunch of other things, but he's been on some like indie lists. So unfortunately, I did pull that off of a compilation album, Indie Volume 1, parentheses. You heard it here first, which I didn't really know people are putting that out, but that's like where I found it. And then Mike Snow. I played some Mike Snow right at the beginning of the show, too. We had a quick... like 4 minutes to kill between Soma, which is an excellent show right before this on rotating weeks. And so I just had Cult Logic ready to go. And then a song for No One was a song I just played there. That's just like awesome. Anyway, Mike Snow, Mike Snow. We talked about that a little bit last week with Haley, Luke, and Michael. And I think, like I said, Luke is coming. And Haley just texted me. Thank you, Haley. We helped put together a Thanksgiving meal on Tuesday. That was a lot of fun. Anyway, Bonaboo's gonna be backing me up for the time here, and it looks like Luke's here, and I'm gonna let him in, and we're gonna talk about it. All right, sweet. Stay with us.
I'm a good kid. Turn into one lovely guy. Hey, rock star, but do you have the time? Did you play with who? The right place, the right time. Try to make ends meet.
Moment. So when you finally go, you go, you go, you go home.
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. Absolutely. Three or four, like, fire truck. Have you... Is there, like, a fire on your street? Is that what you're saying?
I don't know. I just... I can't hear myself.
Higher. Like, you're... Get closer.
Yeah? Okay, yeah.
Yeah, all right.
I don't know. I was walking up my street, and there were, like, three fire trucks. But they were heading out, so I guess that means... Things got fixed up.
Fire got solved.
Yeah, yeah.
Solved that fire. Everything is, what do we used to say? Everything was wet. Everything was soaking wet and broken apart. That's what you used to say.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a firefighting term.
Really, really?
Yeah. Oh. There you go. It's a free one. I used to be a firefighter.
What?
In Texas. Yeah, man.
Oh, are you serious?
Yeah,
really?
100%. Yeah.
Doing, wait, for like volunteering?
There's a volunteer fire. So like in Texas, I was telling you about Marfa, but like everything is really, really small in Texas.
Yeah, yeah.
And so like...
I thought everything was big in Texas. I thought that's the whole thing.
It's
like everything's bigger.
But it's true. It's so big that the population density is so low. You know, so like I was working at a plant in Bishop, Texas, which is like middle of nowhere.
Really?
And so I was living in Corpus Christi, which was about like 40 minutes outside of that. And so... yeah, I drive into work like 40 minutes every day, just like through like fields, you know?
Yeah.
And then, yeah, the Bishop, the volunteer fire department for the plant that I was working at, like it was a volunteer thing. And so that was
everyone,
like...
Everyone, all of them.
So anyone you wanted to do. So yeah, there was a shared one called RTFC, which was like the refinery terminal fire crew. So all the refineries that were on the coast, they like had one that they like... pitched into, but I know some of our guys were part of that too.
Oh wow.
But yeah, there was like somebody's job at our plant was just like full-time safety officer, like train firefighters, and like there weren't like a ton of engineers on it when I like was doing it, but I was like, hey guys, I mean, would you take me? And they're like, if you can pass the test, you can pass the test. And it's
what,
like,
what was your role?
So just firefighter. That's like the lowest level. Yeah, so like lowest level is firefighter, and then it's like
chief is like the goal.
Yeah, chief is the goal. Yeah, so it's like incident commander, and then site commander is like the one. But it's basically like whenever something breaks out, you just need like bodies, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And so like my job was not dragging people or like out of situations or like trying to figure out like, oh, we gotta get in there with the fire. That's like,
it was passing the bucket to the next
guy. Yeah, yeah, no, it really was. It's like your job is like, we're gonna roll up to this place, jump out of the truck, and like your only job is to like go to the fire hydrant and like unscrew like the thing and then like screw in our hose, you know, and like have that be ready, and then just stand there and make sure it doesn't get disconnected, because like, you know, at least one fire ever has had like this kind of thing happen. So like all the knowledge in firefighting is just like, this terrible thing happened and we need to like make sure that never happens again. And so like there was statistics that like, you know, hoses fell out of fire hydrants, and so like they just have a firefighter just to stand there
and
or like just make sure, or you'd set up a monitor, which was like a fixed like hose thing, so you'd like either put it on the ground or maybe it was like at the site, and you just aimed the stream of fire like wherever the person, like the incident commander, would tell you to aim it, and you just like make sure it was hitting that.
Oh wow.
And so your whole job was just like, if it was a building, you're just spraying it like on top of a building, like in the direction of the wind or something like that. Or if it was like next to a tank or something like that, you would make sure that the tank stayed cool.
Yeah.
It was a very, because like the tank has methanol and you like don't want to make sure that that goes. But so I've never like, I never fought a real like fire, like the plant exploded and that's like, yeah, I never did that.
Well, what did you fight then?
So we did training, like live fire training at Texas A&M. And then I responded to like a bunch of spills. So like we had.
Like oil spills.
Well, like material spills.
Oh yeah.
So like, hey, we released, you know, whatever formaldehyde, it's on the ground and it's not on fire, but it could be. So like that was part of it too, was like you were also like emergency response for any kind of thing like that. So you'd come in, spray foam on top of it to make sure it didn't like light on fire. You'd make sure you established a perimeter. You like,
it's like at factories and stuff, you mean? Like,
exactly. Okay, yeah. So I've never done, like even in training, I never did like the go into the building and drag someone out of it. It was all like, basically, I mean, what they said was like, hey, any crazy incident, and like any of the ones that you like talk about, I mean, a firefighter's chance of like saving anybody is very low, because if something happens, like at an oil refinery, like it's an explosion and a fireball, and like, unfortunately, not a lot of people are making it out of there, you know? So
that's all there is in Texas, is just oil refineries, right?
Exactly, so
it's like, your odds are pretty low.
Your odds are low. No, that's kind of one of those things.
Did you ever sleep over at the fire station? Did you get to do like the whole...
Like the shift thing?
What's the little, like, you gotta, like, jump down the pipe?
Down the pole.
The pole, yeah.
No, we didn't have any of those.
Never got to do that?
But we did, like, you doing shifts and stuff like that. And then, actually, this is crazy. When we moved here was when that hurricane hit Corpus. And I was on the emergency response team, and Molly was a nurse at the time. And
so
both of us would have had to stay in Corpus, like, at our job. She would have had to stay at the hospital, and I would have had to stay at the plant and, like, ride it out.
Wow.
And basically, like, you're the guy that, like, gets to sit there on a cot, like, you know, eating like loaves of bread and stuff like that, and just like waiting to like hear some terrible noise, go outside to the plant and like see that something burst into flames or whatever.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
that's, I don't know. It'd be crazy.
You dodged that bullet is what you're saying.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's like I moved up here before that happened. Okay, well, so hopefully anybody in Texas is like listening right now and I'll get some texts about being on like the fire crew. It was a lot
of
fun.
Thank you for your service.
Yeah, I know. It was a lot. I mean, that's the thing is like, I can't emphasize enough that like my job was not that important. Like just to like, you learn the stuff and then you work your way up and then like maybe 20 years, you know, you're the guy, but then, you're the person. You're not the, you don't have to be a guy, but like you're the person. But then, it just takes time. It just takes time. Yeah, yeah. And it like, you would sit there and you'd watch kind of how people work and stuff like that. One of the most important jobs, the guy that drives the truck, like he's the operator of the truck. So
yeah,
like,
I can see that. That's gotta be so hard. Like those things are huge.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've never
yeah.
understood. And the wheel is like,
he's got to do that.
Size
he's
of my
gotta,
body.
He's got to get that in. And that's the thing is once he even gets it in there and like positions it, and that's a whole like thing because you have to figure out where the fire's going and making sure that, you know, the fire, because so many times like, you know, you've parked the fire truck and then the fire like consumed the truck and then you're really, you know, that kind of stuff. That happened. I mean, it happens. But once you do that, then like all the crazy bells and whistles with the truck, like the giant panel on the side of it that has all the water pressures and gauges and all that kind of stuff, you're doing that too.
So you get to ride in these like...
Yeah, it was
cool.
Yeah. Drive around. It was cool.
That's pretty awesome. Yeah, I did not know that. Wow.
It was. And then, like, full bunker gear, it's, like, the greatest feeling is, like, when you have to... Because that's a... Part of the test is you have to put on all the stuff in less than a minute and 30 seconds, and then you have to... There's, like, obstacle courses and strength and that kind of stuff. And the big one is not really physical strength. It's, like, lung capacity. So, like, you'd be a good firefighter because you're a runner. So, that's the thing is, like... The big thing is you wear a respirator for all this. And so it can be a little claustrophobic. People say that's kind of like a big one too, is if you don't get claustrophobic. But if you can get like more time out of like your bottle, like your breathing bottle.
Yeah.
So like they're rated for 30 minutes. You really only get 15 minutes out of it. But if you can get like 20, that's a huge difference because it means that you can like be in the fire or in the like smoke area longer to like fight the fire.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So like the strength stuff is hard, like climbing up ladders with like all that stuff on, super difficult, but like the big one has always been
the breathing.
Like, the breathing, yeah. So
the involuntary one.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so there was like a small period of time where I like had bunker gear like in my house, like in an area that I had to like grab it and run, you know, or I had it like ready to go.
Wow.
So I think there's like, it had like it was like a bag, it had my name on it and stuff. It was pretty,
That's crazy.
It was pretty sweet.
You always throw things at me like, oh yeah, I also was like a DJ at like Coachella one time. And
yeah,
like,
no, that never adds.
I led a small country for 10 years also.
Exactly. Yeah. No, it's just like no big deal. But you know, they voted me in as like dictator of their, you know, of their like province. It was cool. It was a cool time. It was a cool time. They got swallowed by the sea because of climate change.
So okay. That's the end.
Yeah, I think it's always one of those things, like, you always got to volunteer. I think I've never really, like, I've always sort of, like, operated at the feeling that, like, this can't be that hard.
Yeah.
And, like, not to say that, like, what people do isn't, like, important and it's, like, a difficult thing, especially, like, master being a firefighter. That takes a lot. But, like, when it comes to stuff, it's just, like, I think I could do that.
Like meeting the minimum threshold.
Exactly,
like, it's, like, that can't be that hard.
Like, I feel like I can meet most minimum thresholds. You know, anything. And so, like, when it comes to, like, cooking or something, where it's just like, yeah, I feel like I could do that. Like, I mean, it's like, there's some real geniuses out there that can, like, really put stuff together. But I feel like I could, you know, like, I read a recipe and I'm like, I could figure out how to make that or whatever.
That's a good way to look at things. Yeah. I feel like. It's like, yeah, you just try it, you know? Yeah.
Well, it's like reasonable intelligence. And I think patience, that's a big one, too. Yeah. It's just like patience, being able to show up to stuff where you're not sure what's going to happen. That's the big one, too, is like... Like a lot of the, especially the volunteer stuff that we do, like some of the stuff that's like at the food pantry and whatever, like show up and really not know and like be willing to just like stand around and kind of like figure out what's going to happen here. And then like that stuff, it turns into really awesome stuff. But like a lot of times I think people like want a very like clear path on like, okay, I'm going to come and it's going to be like all this stuff that's going to happen. But for me, I'm like fine standing around or like being that guy that stands around.
Yeah, meet some people.
Like, meeting some people, just doing whatever. And then like, okay, now I'm going to like do the thing.
That's cool. Yeah.
Yeah. So there it is. I'm talking too much.
No, that's awesome. Yeah.
We ran out of stuff. Anyway, you got songs?
Yeah, I can play a few.
You got it. You're in.
Yeah. All right. Sweet. Can I? Yeah.
Yeah, you got it. I'm gonna vamp for a second. Or unless you want to do it. Or no, here. Yeah, I'll play something now.
Can I just put it on your queue or...
Yeah. Let's do that. Here, I'll play something, and we will we'll do that.
Okay, cool. sleeps alone. He needs no army where he's headed, 'cause he knows that they're just ghosts.
Oh, yeah, we gotta do PSA. That's you. You wanna do it?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, here it is.
Just let me know.
You're up.
Oh,
you're
in. Okay. It's now. Okay, awesome. Yeah. Here is our hourly PSA. WMFO Happy Holidays. Please don't drink and drive PSA. That's the title. I should not have read that, but...
It's all right. So it's like your second time on the radio. You know, you're getting back into it. You know, we're warming up for next year. You know, this is a big part.
Just getting the rust out.
Okay. Yeah.
It's that special time of year, and WMFO would like to wish all of our listeners the very best for their winter holidays, however you may celebrate them. There's nothing wrong with the responsible enjoyment of inebriance. Is that how you say that? Inebriance?
Inebriance, yes.
But if you're under the influence, if you're buzzed, if you're hammered, if you're hosed, if you're toasted, or even just a wee bit tipsy, please don't even think about driving a motorized vehicle. Please walk, take public transportation, call a cab, or get to the party in a group with a designated sober driver. Better yet, do your friends a favor and be the designated driver. Thanks, Haley. We'll play some more Animal Collective.
Yeah, there you go.
One last line. This has been a public service message from WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, the radio station that wants all of its freeform loving listeners back in the new year.
There it is. Right. There it is.
Have a great holiday.
Yeah, have a great holiday. Yeah, but this is the first stop. This is the first stop to all that, and it's good to remind us, even though most of us don't have cars and we're just kind of walking around.
Yeah.
Like, that's fine.
Biking and walking.
We had Luke pick the last set, except for the Two Door Cinema Club, Sleep Alone from Beacon, which is like the album for them. Just like listen to that album. I mean, that's what it is. They don't have a drummer.
Do they really not?
It's like the three guys.
Is a producer?
I don't know. Somebody does.
It's like drum machine.
Yeah, something. Exactly. It's like two guitars and a bass. And they're like playing that like... I'm like, yeah, I guess you can get away with that.
But it's like a key part of this song.
It is, yeah.
One of their songs, I feel like. And it's like...
They have no recognition of like who their drummer is.
Weird.
Yeah, that's maybe one of them plays and they're just like...
Not even like in like the last line of like the liner notes. Like, it's just like...
Who played drums? I don't know. Somebody
just happened.
Yeah. And then Luke, we played Summertime Clothes. We started in the flowers, and then
we decided not the right.
Anton and Haley wanted the more Animal Collective, and then Sweet Thing by Twin Peaks, and then Garden by Heinz. Yep. Say something about them, Luke.
Heinz, it's this like Spanish girl band. They're like, they actually like toured with Twin Peaks.
Cool.
Like put me onto them, and they're pretty cool. And I'm studying abroad in Madrid next semester, so I'm trying to see them.
Hopefully. That's the scene. Maybe like you'll see them, you know?
Yeah.
Just like on the street.
Maybe.
Just out buying food.
Always a possibility.
Yeah, always a possibility. And then you listen to more Bonobo, just like a
Bonobo.
Filler.
Bonobo.
I don't know. I don't know how to say things. That's what we're gonna. Yeah. So we're gonna play it out here. We got the next show coming in. Thanks for hanging out. Thanks for being with us. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 Tufts Freeform Radio. Have a great week, great weekend. We are off next week. We'll be here. It's Turkey Day.
Yep.
Doing the Turkey Trot, Davis Square.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I didn't get the t-shirt. I wasn't like soon enough to get the t-shirt, but my whole family is doing the Turkey Trot.
So you didn't do it. You didn't do it if you don't have the...
Exactly. T-shirt. Yeah. No, we'll take a picture. We'll gram it and it'll be fine.
Okay.
Yeah, it'll be fine.
There has to be proof.
Thank you, Luke, for being here, and we'll see you in 2 weeks.
Thanks, guys.